This is the latest, the lunchtime edition. In the headlines, friends and relatives of the two suspected St. Philip murder victims hope the discovery of remains bring closure and that the perpetrators are brought to justice. The Agriculture Minister reports a month-long chicken shortage is now over. Trinidad and Tobago shaken by a 4.5 magnitude earthquake. St. Kitts and Nevis reports a 19% decline in crime following a 90-day campaign. And Grenada denies it's one of the locations to which the Trump administration will be sending deportation flights during a promised mass deportation. This is the latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details coming up. Friends and relatives of two men whose suspected remains were found yesterday say this development should help bring closure to the grieving family, but also hope perpetrators are found and brought to justice. Starcom Network News understands that acting on a tip-off, police yesterday found two skulls in a bushy area at Henley St. John. The remains are believed to be those of Junior Pippi Yard Tate and Randy Sharkman Brathabit, both of Bladesill St. Philip, who have been missing since June 2023. The Suzuki Swift motor car in which they were traveling was found riddled with bullet holes at Farm Road St. Philip, but there was no sign of the two men. It's been speculated that the two were tortured and murdered in a reprisal killing. This morning, when Starcom Network News visited Bladesill, Member of Parliament for the area, Dr. Sonia Brown, was checking in on the community, including close friends of the two suspected murder victims.
There's a measure of shock, but at the same time, I sense a measure of relief, and that applies to me too. Not so long ago, I had spoken to a sister of Randy, and she was telling me that the family really needs closure. It's a matter of you losing a loved one, not knowing what has happened, not knowing where he is, if he's alive, if he's dead, if they're overseas. They just did not know. So this event where it's alleged that there are the victims, although there's a measure of sadness, I think to the members of the community as well as the families, it offers a measure of relief.
Dr. Brown knew one of the alleged victims very well and hopes those responsible for their deaths are arrested.
What I am hoping for now is that the perpetrators are brought to justice. He or she or them are brought to justice. I mean, these are gentlemen. One of them, for sure, I literally know when he was born. He grew up in my community, went to the school next door to my office and my home. My mother taught him at school. Regardless of who might say what, the other gentleman came a little later into Bladesill. But everybody knows everybody. And it's only recently that, relatively recently, in the last few years, that Bladesill has been known to be an area like that. Only recently. It's a little sad, but I think a little measure of relief is there. Sadness, of course, but closure is important for these families and friends and neighbors of the victims.
Dr. Sonia Brown, Minister of Agriculture and Food Security, Indar Weir, reports that a poultry shortage of the last several weeks has now been resolved and products are again filling supermarket shelves. Climatic conditions and challenges with feed had been blamed for the shortage of chicken and eggs that forced this country's major supplier to import 1 million eggs to help meet demand. Mr. Weir provided Starcom Network News with an update on the poultry situation.
I committed when I said that by the 18th of November, we should start to see increased supplies of poultry, fresh whole chickens on the shelves in the supermarket. And that has happened. We are now seeing bigger birds on the shelves. We are seeing far more supply than we did see in October, to the extent that some supermarkets, I'm told, had to slow down their orders or indeed cancel orders because the shelves are packed to capacity. And this will continue going into the Christmas season.
He says production in the local poultry sector is returning to normal.
So I'm pleased to note that the poultry industry has returned to a state of normalcy and that Barbadians can enjoy fresh local poultry going into the Christmas season and beyond.
Minister of Agriculture and Food Security, Indar Weir, in the lunchtime edition. Chairman of the Barbados Electoral and Boundaries Commission, Ramon Allen, says a notice of planned deletion of names from the electoral list is a routine matter and is to meet a requirement under law. He was responding to a notice being circulated that gives notice of the planned deletion and giving the public the opportunity to file any objections.
There's an obligation of the commission to file as clean an electoral list by the 31st of January of the new year. The law requires that where we have done in-person checks or made reference to the registry of deaths, which indicate that person should no longer be on the list, that we publish that such that anyone seeing that list would be able to indicate, well, we believe this is a mistake, there needs to be a correction. So we are given at least 4 weeks' notice so persons can review that list and indicate to us that they believe there's a mistake on it that should be taken into account when we are presenting the refreshed and updated electoral list.
Chairman of the Barbados Electoral and Boundaries Commission, Ramon Allen. Dateline, Port of Spain, where an earthquake with a magnitude of 4.5 rocked Trinidad and Tobago last night. The Seismic Research Center at the St. Augustine campus of the University of the West Indies in Trinidad says the quake, which occurred at 11:30 p.m. at a depth of 33 kilometers, was felt in the capital of Port of Spain, Arima, and San Fernando. There were no immediate reports of injuries or damage. St. Kitts and Nevis has recorded a 19% decline in crime following a 90-day campaign against crime and violence that had been launched on September 6 this year. Prime Minister Dr. Terence Drew, who is also the National Security Minister, says the results are not coincidental.
Over the last 90 days, we recognize, as was the data, a significant drop in crime and violence. We must highlight that. That was not by accident. That was because you, the community, decided you would come together to deal with the matter. The community is responsible for the results. As I said, I will not make any political football out of the matter. It's important. I said that from the beginning, and I'll continue to say it. Any results to be had, those results would be as a result of the work of the communities. I want to make that clear. And I would warn those and tell those who are working close with me that this will not be, under my leadership, a political partisan football.
Dr. Terence Drew in the lunchtime edition. Our headlines. Friends and relatives of the two suspected St. Philip murder victims hope the discovery of remains bring closure and that the perpetrators are brought to justice. The Agriculture Minister reports a month-long chicken shortage is now over. Trinidad and Tobago shaken by a 4.5 magnitude earthquake, and St. Kitts and Nevis reports a 19% decline in crime following a 90-day campaign. The latest, the Lunchtime Edition, brought to you at this time by ICB and CIBC. I'm Barry Wilkinson.
Don't miss the latest of Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.